WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Settle in, because tonight we're diving deep into the land of dreams, or at least prepping our minds and bodies for them. I'm Jake Carter, your friendly neighborhood sleep whisperer. That's what my mom calls me anyway. We all know that feeling when you finally hit the pillow, but your brain is still buzzing like a disco ball. Ever felt like your thoughts are playing tag with each other, racing around your head instead of slowing down for bedtime? Well, tonight's episode is all about those pre-sleep rituals, those golden hours before you drift off, that can transform your evenings from ants in my pants to calm as a summer breeze. Now, I'm not talking about some hardcore meditation retreat here. We're keeping it real, practical stuff you can actually do. 10 little tweaks that add up to big sleep wins. Ready to upgrade your bedtime routine? Let's dive in. First things first. Ditch the screens, people. That blue light from your phone and laptop is like a neon sign screaming, stay awake. At your brain, an hour before bed, put those devices on timeout. Read a book, an actual physical one, not on your Kindle. Listen to some chill music, or try talking to a real human. I know, it's scary. Speaking of screens, let's talk about the news and social media. Scrolling through endless updates just before bed is like giving your brain a double shot of espresso. It's not exactly conducive to a peaceful night's sleep. Instead, try winding down with something calming, a good book, some light stretches, or even just enjoying the quiet. Remember, you don't have to be on 24/7. Next up, temperature. Did you know your body temperature naturally dips as you get ready for bed? A cool room helps signal your body it's time to snooze. Think around 65 degrees Fahrenheit. It might feel chilly at first, but trust me, your sleep will thank you. And while we're on the subject of cozy, let's talk about those sheets. Fresh, clean linens are like a hug for your body. Make that bed feel like a haven, soft, comfortable, and inviting. Okay, now this one's personal. A warm bath or shower before bed can work wonders. The heat relaxes your muscles, and the act of washing away the day's stresses can be incredibly calming. Just don't stay in there too long. You don't want to shock your system with a sudden temperature change. Speaking of relaxing rituals, how about some deep breathing? I know it sounds simple, but taking a few minutes to focus on your breath can calm your nervous system and quiet that racing mind. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold for a few seconds, then exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times, and watch those worries melt away. And let's not forget about those evening meals. Try to finish dinner at least a couple of hours before bedtime. A heavy meal right before bed can disrupt your sleep. Opt for lighter fare, think salads, soups, or grilled fish, and avoid sugary treats and caffeine before you hit the hay. Now, I know some of us are night owls by nature, but try to stick to a regular sleep schedule as much as possible, even on weekends. This helps regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle, making it easier to fall asleep and wake up feeling refreshed. Lastly, create a bedtime routine that signals to your body that it's time to wind down. This could be anything from reading a book to listening to calming music to doing some light stretching. Find what works for you and make it a consistent part of your evening. So there you have it, 10 little tweaks that can make a big difference in your sleep game. Remember, this isn't about being perfect. It's about making small, sustainable changes that add up to better rest. Think about that time you were super stressed and couldn't seem to get a good night's sleep. You felt sluggish, irritable, like you could barely function the next day, right? Now imagine flipping that script. Picture yourself drifting off easily, waking up feeling energized and ready to tackle the day. That's the power of a good bedtime routine. So tonight, give one or two of these tips a try. See how it feels. You might just surprise yourself with how much better you sleep. And hey, if you have any other bedtime hacks or struggles, hit me up on social media. Let's chat about it. Until tomorrow night, folks, get out there and crush your day. And don't forget to give yourself permission to relax and recharge before hitting the pillow. Sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.